50% ratchetness.
Becoming the most prominent forum for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
Yeah, it's early in the morning, but they told me it was y'all. I say, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Principals and people.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Yo.
Welcome back, Angela Yee.
Hey.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Tuesday.
It feels like a Monday to me.
Of course it would to you, because you was off yesterday. You was in the sun chilling. Come on.
Yeah, you know, I had to go out to Miami, so I just stayed an extra day. Why not?
Stand up for me. Let me see what Dr. Miami did. Stand up. Let me see.
Don't play yourself.
Let me see.
Y'all know me better than that. Okay, all right. But I had a good time. I had a great time. I went to G5. That was my first time going there.
Yeah, they said they held you down on Friday. I actually was Saturday.
They were like, tell Envy we got him. Mossberg, I think, was his name.
Yeah, Mossberg, yep.
And then I did Club Euro in Fort Lauderdale. That was really fun, too. I had a good time out there. I went to the Heat game.
That's my people's in Euro, yeah.
And the Heat won as well. So I saw Gabrielle Union. Shout out to her. Obviously, she's at all the Heat games.
Absolutely.
No, she won't be for the rest of the year.
Nah, it's just they're out of it. Yeah, they're out of
it. Right. Well, at least I got to see one win.
Yeah, you got to see one win. Shout out to your pop and your uncle.
My dad?
Yeah, your dad, Papa Yee. That's my homie right there.
And Dr. Gary Yee. He's a dentist.
Dr. Gary Yee, yeah. I went over there yesterday to fix my mouth all up. I made sure I was good money.
You look a little crazy right now.
I am a little crazy. They.
I'm glad you admitted it. Finally. No, yes, give it up for DJ. No, finally admitting he's a little
your
crazy.
Your uncle was like, I can't believe you're letting me do... And it's going to sound crazy, but he's a dentist. He was like, I can't believe you're letting me do all this work to your mouth right now. He was like,
wow.
He's like, I'm
drop
really...
Drop one of Clues bombs for Envy's admission of guilt.
He was like, I'm really going in on your mouth. When this is a good... Yeah. So,
my first time, I know my uncle didn't say, I'm really going in.
Yeah, he did. And then he called after to make sure my mouth
was
good.
What was wrong with your mouth?
I had a cavity, so he had to get the cavity out, and he was drilling.
You don't get a cavity out, you feel it.
Why would a dentist be surprised that somebody's letting them do dental work on them?
Because I wasn't bothering me. When they were doing the drilling and everything, it wasn't, I had no...
You didn't get
Novocaine? Pain. I got a little bit, but he was like, I should need way more Novocaine. He said I should be sitting there damn near screaming.
So why didn't
I'm
he
not.
Give you more?
Wow.
He was just like, all right, let's go. He just knocked it out, and it was good money.
Man, tell him you've been taking it in the mouth from two guys for years.
You got that? You got all that? Right. We're going to use that. You got that recording?
What? I said, tell him that you've been taking it in the mouth from two guys for years.
Well, shout out to Papa Yee and Gary Yee, the dentist.
That sounds wrong.
Wow.
If you need some fixing of your mouth, they can definitely help you out.
All right, now where the interns at? I must have been working out in my sleep because I'm starving.
Okay,
and can't nothing get started till I eat.
Yeah, see. Right.
No,
see?
We are going to start.
Now, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
Well, we'll talk about the first penis transplant in the United States.
That really?
Very successful.
That's what you were doing.
A 15-hour procedure.
And then what else?
And we'll talk about some brothers who beat down an immigrant in honor of Donald Trump. They are now going to prison.
Yeah, okay. You see the kind of energy that Donald Trump breeds?
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
I hate the end of that song when the beat just playing by itself. Make me want to make a sandwich. Just make me want to spread mayonnaise
on something.
Well,
you're just hungry, first of all. You've been talking about food since you walked in here.
No.
You ain't got no food at home, man. Why are you so hungry?
Because I just got here 6 o'clock in the morning. What you talking about?
You're not usually this hungry. Let's get some
breakfast.
Get some front page news. All right. Now, last night, the NBA playoffs, OKC beat the Warriors 108-102.
Yeah, they're good for 2 games.
Now, I would say the Warriors were off the fourth quarter. They only scored 14 points in the fourth quarter.
They were definitely off.
They were off. Kevin Durant was also off. We'll see what happens because I think that was a lucky win for OKC.
I'm not going to say luck. They're good for 2. OKC can beat Golden State twice in 6 games.
All right. And tonight the Raptors take on the Cavs at 8:30 p.m. Now, what happened at the Trump rally? What was going on? What happened?
Well,
explain
no,
it to the people.
This is something that actually happened last year. Now, 2 brothers in Boston actually admitted to beating a homeless Mexican man because they thought he was an illegal immigrant. Isn't this awful? Now, according to the man, who is, by the way, a citizen here, he said, I came to this country many years ago and worked hard in the farm fields to provide produce to people here. I actually became a permanent resident of this country years ago. Although if I had been undocumented, I still would not have deserved to be beaten this way. He had a broken nose, serious bruising across his torso, and other injuries. Now, the brothers did say this unprovoked attack, which was on a sleeping man, all right, disgusted every, the prosecutor was disgusted. Victim advocates, troopers who worked on the case were disgusted because they admitted to urinating on the man as he slept outside of a Dorchester commuter transit stop. That was back in August 2015. Then they beat him with a pole, punched and kicked him.
Well, the law of energy is that energy is never lost or destroyed, just merely transferred from one party to the next. So that's the kind of energy Donald Trump puts into his supporters and followers.
They were inspired by Donald Trump's views on immigrants, they said.
Absolutely.
That's crazy. And let's talk about penises now.
All right, you're on a roll this morning, Envy. Well, let's talk about it. They actually performed the first United States penis transplant. And so far, they're saying it's a landmark procedure. It was a 64-year-old man, Thomas Manning. He actually had penile cancer, and they had to amputate his penis. So now they have went ahead and put that donor organ onto him. Mm-hmm. They surgically grafted that another man's penis onto his. Now, what they're saying is the goal is not really... They want him to be sexually functional, but the goal is not reproduction because there'll be concerns surrounding who the potential father may be.
Is it fully functional, though?
They don't know yet. It
How big is it? I got to see it.
Really? I don't know.
They have any Google images?
No. I see the man. I don't see the actual.
No, they don't
I have
show
to see it. I don't have no problem with penis transplants. By the time we level the playing field, all these girls out here getting fake asses, fake breasts. Let me go on and add
well,
a couple.
Well, the man had
cancer. He had to get rid of his... Because he had cancer.
Amputated. That's fine. It, no matter how we get to this.
There you go. Look. That's just his thumbs up, man.
It don't matter how
that's
we get
thumb,
to what we
Andy.
Get into. Let's just get to it. You know what right. I'm saying? If we can get penis transplants out here, let's do it for the culture.
Why well, not? You know, they did the first penis transplant in South Africa. It was a 9-hour operation. That was like 2 years ago. And that man's girlfriend is now pregnant.
You know how everybody be sitting around now like, damn, all these girls got fat asses. That's how girls will be. Dang, all these guys out here got big penises now.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe somebody pissed you off. Maybe you had a bad morning. Whatever it may be. Maybe you had a bad night last night.
Maybe your insurance doesn't cover penile transplants.
I don't think anybody's insurance covers that. But 800-585-1051. If you're upset right now, call us right now. Phone lines are wide open. Tell them why you're mad. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hey, yo. Good morning, yo. This is the Mad Rapper, son, for real.
I'm mad, and I stay mad. I stay angry. I stay heated. I stay pissed off.
Tell them why you're mad. Breakfast Club, let's go.
Yo, hello, who's this? What's your name?
Hi, it's Strawberry again.
Hey, tell her why you're
mad. Hey, Strawberry. What club you dance at?
Stop it. You know why I'm at? I'm tired of these sorry deadbeat fathers.
Uh-oh.
I'm tired of them. I can't stand them. I hate when dudes always posting like they do so much for their kids, and they be lying. I be wanting to put people on blast on social media, but I was like, nah, I ain't gonna do that because he looks like a...
Are you talking about your baby daddy or somebody else?
Yes, it comes on my mind. He's Damn. Sorry. He's a deadbeat.
Yeah, but you knew he was sorry and a deadbeat before you let him take the condom off and put it in
the
shoot
your club. I don't think you know somebody's going to be a deadbeat dad.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you do.
No, I didn't. Damn. Stop it, Charlamagne, stop.
How old's your baby?
I'm not saying. He old enough.
That's why I be saying people's instincts are terrible because I'm the type of person I like to plan all the way to the end. You shouldn't lay down with somebody who you think could possibly be a bad father.
Now, Charlamagne, you've laid down with some females before that you would never be with.
No, I haven't.
Really?
You know why? Because a long time ago, I heard Minister Farrakhan say we be breeding like we in the back of a moving pickup truck rolling dice. Okay? So I always think about that.
Well, your boy Wax showed me a picture of somebody you...
I was 15.
I do want to say this, though. A lot of people end up even marrying people and not knowing what life is going to turn. Like, you can't really turn out. Like, you can't really predict it. Or there wouldn't be so many people getting divorced. You can't blame someone.
You don't be really knowing people.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, good morning. How are you guys doing?
Hey, tell them why you mad.
I'm mad because, actually, I called in a couple weeks ago complaining about how mad I was about going to work.
Mama,
can you roll your windows up?
Can you take us off Bluetooth right fast?
Sure.
Stop riding around looking like a 16-year-old.
I called in a couple of weeks ago saying I was upset because I was driving to work early in the morning and not getting paid for it. I was hoping somebody would get fired so I could get this management position.
Right.
And you told me, you know, that's because you're black and you're a woman. And I'm currently holding that position. So I'm saying that we need to be a little bit more positive sometimes and talk about ourselves in a high way so that we can get to those places.
There you go. So that's black privilege. Black woman privilege.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Black
Thank
girl
you.
Magic.
But it doesn't matter because we all one people, and that's really important. So God bless you guys, and I hope you have a good day.
Well, Feliz Navidad. That's congratulations, right?
No, that's Merry Christmas.
Oh, well, Merry Christmas.
Now, we not all one people, though, because I ain't rocking with no Trump supporters. They hold their nation unto themselves.
Hello, who's this?
Mark Slade.
Hey, tell them why you mad.
Well, first off, I just want to thank y'all because the Breakfast Club in New England is big for the local hip-hop scene. It's definitely real.
One time for Austin, jamming 94.5.
Absolutely.
Already. Look, salute y'all all day. Charlemagne, South Carolina, all that. Look, man, I'm kind of mad because the NBA think it's a foregone conclusion that old boys is going to win the championship.
Who, Golden State?
You know what I'm saying? Golden State. I'm a Heat fan, Heat Nation. I was raised down bottom, so it's all good.
You said you
but
was raised
you know
the
what?
Bottom?
Yeah, he definitely said he was raised the bottom. Go ahead.
Raised down bottom.
Down
okay.
bottom.
He was raised the bottom.
Yeah,
all
okay,
right.
Okay, go ahead.
Down bottom, Charlemagne.
he wants you to be a bottom so bad.
But I think it's just the NBA thinks it's a foregone conclusion that they're going to win. And Charlemagne, like you said, it was luck. Man, that wasn't luck, man. That's the NBA, man. You
yeah, know, I don't think it was luck.
Durant and them, they credit.
Yeah, I give them their credit. Envy said it was luck. I don't think it was luck.
They might win, too. That was luck?
It was luck that we only scored 14 in the fourth quarter. That was where I haven't seen that all season long.
True story, but when the other side does nothing, whose the fault was that?
Yeah, OKC's good enough to win too, but I'm saying Golden State is a special team. They're 73-9. If they don't win the championship, something wrong.
It was luck they only scored 14. But tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hey, yo, this is DMX. And you know what makes me mad? When ask for the truth, but can't handle the truth. All right? Now tell them why you mad on the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Lou, the custodian.
Tell them why you mad, bro.
Yo, I'm tired of stupid people.
Why?
I'm cleaning my lobby. I work in the post office. I'm cleaning my lobby this morning. It's about 5-something. We don't open till 8:30. This lady walks in. She's trying to pick up a package. I tell her, man, we're not open. We're open at 8:30. Oh, y'all don't make special exceptions for people who got to work? I said, yo, if you walk in the bank at 7 o'clock before they open, they're not going to let you in to talk to nobody. So calm down. I was just trying to get some information. I see you having a bad morning. I said, you the one that came in with the attitude.
Mm-mm-mm.
These people are crazy.
Well,
yo.
You got to give people the credit they deserve for being stupid.
Hello, who's this?
Savannah.
Hey, Savannah. Tell them why you mad.
I'm not mad today. I'm happy because I'm graduating this Saturday.
Okay, oh, okay. Salute to you.
Thank you so much. Yay. I love you guys so much. You are my favorite show, man. I talk about you all the time.
I appreciate you. I thank you for having no taste. What you going to do after you graduate?
I'm going off to school, culinary school.
Oh, culinary school.
Culinary
school.
Okay. You're going to learn how to cook? You sound like you're drooling the food.
Stop it.
I have some disabilities. I'm sorry.
Okay, Charlemagne, that was nice.
No, it wasn't.
Well, our producer here actually went to culinary school.
What kind of disabilities you got, boo?
I'm special needs.
Oh, that's hot. What's your best dish?
My best dish? A roast.
A roast?
A roast?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's different.
My mother taught me how to cook.
That's right. Different. I mean, you know, you may be special needs, but clearly you got better gifts than some people if you know how to cook a good roast.
Yes, sir.
And you graduate in college? What's your major now?
No, I'm graduating
high school.
Oh, high school.
So she can go to culinary school.
Charlemagne don't know. He didn't go to college.
I went to night school. I was in special classes, too.
Charlemagne, you still okay. You still my favorite.
There you go, mama. I was in remedial math and remedial English because I failed some standardized test.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, you finally picked up.
Who's this?
This is Sierra from Maryland. I'm mad because you didn't show up yesterday. They were up here looking crazy, and you went to Miami. You could have took me with you.
All right,
you know how dry.
Okay, hold on. Next time I go, you could come.
No,
we actually had a great time.
Do you know how dry Maryland is? Have you ever been to Maryland before?
To where?
Did she say how dry her vagina is?
Oh, yeah, no. I've been to Maryland many times.
She said Maryland's dry.
Oh,
not
I thought you
vagina.
Said you know how dry my vagina is. I was like, what?
What part of Maryland you live in?
Aberdeen.
I don't know. I've never know been there.
Yeah, it's in the middle of nowhere. Like, it's dry.
Well, y'all got the Housewives, right? That's what's called Housewives of Maryland.
Potomac?
That's pretty close.
No.
I'll let you know next time I go to Miami.
How was Miami?
It was great. And shout out to everybody at the Shore Club. They took great care of us. Our guy Jamal, too, outside at the pool. It was beautiful weather, 90 degrees the whole time, sunny.
They put me in the A-Loft when I was out there. I don't know why. That is the worst in Miami.
Oh,
the A-Loft was horrible.
Rich Negro talk.
Yeah, it was bad. I'm just telling anybody, don't go to the A-Loft. I don't care if it's on discounted price. Go somewhere else.
You know they advertise with the station in Miami.
Do they?
No, I don't know.
This is my opinion.
They advertise with 103.5 to beat.
This is my opinion. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this DJ Envy.
Yeah, this Envy.
What's happening, brother?
What's up, bro?
Hey, I'm just cooling down here in Valdosta, Georgia. Hey, but I got a question for your other partner that's up there in the radio station with you.
Which one? The female or the male?
The other. Not Angela Lee. The other one.
Charlamagne. Charlamagne.
Yeah.
I don't talk to people who don't know my name.
Hey, look here, cuz. I don't know why come every day. Donald Trump. Donald Trump's a bitch, if you ask me. But why come every time I turn around, you everything's Donald Trump's fault? Huh? It ain't his fault, man. Come on, grow up, dog. It ain't his fault. The boy, hey, he runs a damn business.
Did you just call
him? Hey, I want to tell you something. You listening?
Yeah, I'm listening.
F Donald Trump and anybody who loves him and anybody who defends him, okay? That includes you. Have a nice day, sir. Positive vibes only, baby.
Damn.
Real vibes only this morning.
Wow.
Real vibes only.
Wow.
I love the realness. I love it.
He got that out.
I know a lot of people hear that and be like, that was negative on both our parts. But no, those are just real vibes.
Okay.
Real vibes only, baby.
Tell them how you feel. All right. Well, that was telling why you're mad. 800-585-1051. Now, Yee, when we come back, we got some rumors?
Yes, we'll talk about YG. Apparently, there was a shooting on set. We'll give you some more details on what happened. And Justin Bieber is now getting sued. We'll tell you why a promoter is suing him.
All right. All that and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, let's get to the rumors. Shooting on set.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip. The rumor report. With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, apparently Sunday afternoon, YG and AD were shooting a video in Compton, and that's when somebody started shooting.
There you go.
They were doing their video for Thug, and production actually had to stop when the shot started. Now, they're saying that it appears to be gang-related, according to law enforcement sources.
Mm-hmm.
They said there were Bloods and Crips on the set, and officers found about 30 shell casings from an AK-47 on the ground.
30?
And a handgun was recovered.
How many people got shot?
I don't see the problem. All of that sounds very accurate to me.
They said nobody was hit.
30 shots and nobody got hit?
Nobody got arrested so far.
Wow.
And according to a rep for YG, he had no involvement and he fully cooperated.
What's the problem? Why is that news? You got a rapper named YG. You got Bloods and Crips on the set. The name of the song is Thug. It's supposed to be a shoot.
No, it's not.
It's not? I can't tell. It sounds like a recipe for shooting to me.
It's fortunate that nobody got shot. More than 200 people were there and they all started running.
That's crazy.
How we know it wasn't part of the video?
Because everybody was running?
Because it wasn't.
Maybe there was some good acting going on.
Yeah, right.
That's the best way to get some good acting. Don't inform everybody that we're going to shoot these fake shots in there.
I mean, maybe you're right. Because 30 bullets, 30 shots,
and
nobody gets
hit. Thug, bro. Come on.
Yeah, maybe they put some fake shell casings on the ground after shooting in an AK-47.
Shooting the air. Why not?
All right, well, let's move along and talk about Justin Bieber. He is getting sued in Montreal by a promotional company. Now, they're saying that he destroyed their business all because he tweeted out, "Montreal, due to the promoter of today's event breaking his contract and lying, I will not be able to attend today's event. I look forward to coming back to Montreal in the future to do a proper show, but I will not be able to attend today due to this breach. Thanks." Now, according to this company, they were ruined by this tweet, and they're suing him for defamation, and they want to get $650,000. According to their lawsuit, they agreed to pay $250,000 at the time the deal was signed, $175,000 5 days prior to the travel date as well. The first payment was made, but then the promoter expressed concern that Justin Bieber wasn't publicizing the event as he promised.
He want them tweets. Put this on Instagram.
Instagram, exactly.
And that's when Justin Bieber actually backed out because they asked for a discount because he wasn't doing what I guess they felt like he should have been doing to promote.
How much did they pay him?
They were supposed to. They paid him $250, and they were supposed to pay an additional $175
for a club appearance. Prior just not performance. Just a club. Just a walkthrough. That's amazing, man.
It's Justin Bieber
for a club appearance.
It's Justin Bieber.
How could you possibly make your money back? You can't make your money back.
Justin Bieber. They probably drug dealers anyway. They probably just a little money laundering.
Allegedly. He was supposed to do a couple of songs and hang out with fans. So like two songs, hang out with the fans.
And we don't know how big their club is.
All right, Kyrie and Kalani, their drama is not over. Now, apparently, Kalani was performing at a festival in Texas. And you guys remember the drama. She was dating Kyrie Irving. Mm-hmm. Then Party Next Door put up a picture with the two of them. Then she was she had a suicide attempt. Mm-hmm. And since then, she's been speaking out about it. Well, here's what happened when she tried to perform.
That's what you keep your head up, Kalani. You should have burnt the Kyrie Irving jersey on stage just to really piss off the audience.
That's foul.
All right?
All right. Well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
And shout to Angie Martinez. Make sure you pick up Angie Martinez's book today. It's
My
in
voice.
Stores today. So definitely go get it. It's an amazing read.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for My Voice, Angie Martinez's book.
The first book Envy's read in over a decade.
Yes, that's really the truth.
Classic hip-hop stories from a classic individual in our culture. Salute to my guy, Bobby Bones. His book is out today, too, Bare Bones.
Shout out to Bobby Bones.
That's another great read.
Why Bobby Bones ain't sent me a book?
I don't know. I don't think nobody thinks you read. But you know, the thing about Bobby Bones, it's good to know that other radio personalities done got attacked out here in these streets. I thought I was the only one in iHeart.
Bobby Bones got attacked?
A couple times.
More than Charlamagne.
Bobby Bones got it way worse than me. You got to read the book, though.
Well, don't put that out there. Somebody better be like, well, let me up him one time.
No, you won't. I got white men in a suit. Now you're going to get shot.
All right. Front page
white
news when we come back.
Gonna lay you out where you stand.
Yeah.
What happened?
Front page news when we come back.
Oh, yeah. We are going to talk about penis transplants. The first United States penis transplant.
All right. We'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. We are The Breakfast Club. Welcome back, Angela Yee.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Now, let's get in front page news. Now, the NBA playoffs last night. OKC defeated the Warriors 108-102. And the Warriors only scored 14 points last night in the fourth quarter.
Nah, the Warriors will be all right.
All right. Now, tonight, the Raptors take on the Cavs at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. Now, let's talk about the brothers who beat up Mexican immigrants because of what Trump said allegedly.
He wasn't even a Mexican immigrant. They thought he was. It was two Boston brothers. They said they were inspired by Donald Trump's views on immigrants, and they were sentenced to state prison. They admitted that they beat a homeless Mexican man because they thought he was an illegal immigrant. Not only did they beat him, but they also urinated on him as he slept outside of a commuter transit stop back in August last year. They beat him with a pole, punched, and kicked him.
Sheesh.
Now, according to the victim, he said, I came to this country many years ago and worked hard in the farm fields to provide produce to people here. I actually became a permanent resident of this country years ago. Although, if I had been undocumented, I still would not have deserved to be beaten this way.
Listen, the law of energy is that energy is never lost or destroyed. Just merely transferred from one party to the next. This is the kind of energy that Donald Trump empowers in his supporters, okay? That's why I don't care when Trump supporters get mad when I slander Trump because of situations like this. This is the kind of energy that Donald Trump breeds.
It's crazy to see how many people really support him.
I read this article in the New York Times about Donald Trump and his treatment of women over the years.
It's crazy.
Did you guys see that huge article?
No, I didn't see it.
Okay.
All right, and also, let's talk penises.
Yes, doctors at Massachusetts General Hospital just performed the first United States penis transplant. Now, mind you, it's not the first penis transplant ever. It's just the first one in the U.S.
I can go to Brazil and get a penile transplant like girls be going there and getting asses?
Yes, honey.
I can go to DR and get a penis?
Yes, honey.
Wow!
Well, I don't know if they've done it there yet. Okay, the first one was actually, I think, in South Africa maybe 2 years ago.
I know they got some big penises in South Africa.
How do you know?
How do you know that?
It's South Africa.
Seems like
the stereotypes are true.
You've been there
about
before.
Our people.
You had a good time out there before.
Well, Thomas Manning, who is 64, is recovering. It was a 15-hour procedure. There was a team of over 50 surgeons, doctors, and nurses that were on hand for this. According to the hospital, he was actually diagnosed with penile cancer in 2012, had his penis amputated, and now he has a brand new penis.
He deserves it.
So we will see what happens. Now, they're saying that sexual function is a goal, but reproduction is not, because then there would be some concern over who the potential father of a child would be.
Listen, I'm all for this. Girls is out here getting fake breasts and fake ass. There's a lot of dudes out here that got micro penises. Why can't they get a penile transplant?
Man, it's a 15-hour procedure, 50 surgeons, doctors, and nurses.
I'm confused with whose baby it is. So suppose he has a new penis, it wouldn't be his sperm? Because doesn't the sperm come from the scrotum?
I don't know how that works, but that's...
Oh, so it's actually somebody else's penis. Like, this is a real
transplant. Yes.
So it's not really your baby.
Amputated.
So that's not your baby.
A new penis on him.
That's a new penis's baby.
I'm gonna be honest. I have no problem with this. I thought that you could actually get your own penis built. I want because I was amped. I'm like, I want my.
No, it's a transplant from another person who donated an organ donor.
Who would donate your? Well, when you die.
Yeah, when you die, silly.
Now, don't get me wrong. My penis is fine. It's 7 inches, 3/4, 8 when it's warm.
We don't need to know that.
About 2 inches of girth. But if I could get a penis transplant, I would want my penis to look like the Winter Soldier's arm. You know, so the Winter Soldier got that silver arm.
Yeah.
That's how I want my.
You would amputate your penis and get someone else's just for it to be bigger.
It can be bigger. People do that with their teeth all the time.
People get penile extensions.
Get their teeth bigger. Well, that's the question. Let's open up the phone lines.
But not a whole entire new penis.
Why not?
You know how painful that would be to cut your penis off?
Well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Fellas, if you had a small penis and you could increase your size, would you do this penis transplant?
All the brothers with micro penises, stand up. Now is your time to shine, baby.
And ladies, don't front out there, ladies. If your man have a small peepee, would you encourage him to get this penile transplant?
No.
It'd make you happy.
That's right. Imagine you got the perfect man. A lot of girls say that. They be having the perfect man. He treats them right.
But I got
he's a great guy, but he just got that little micro penis.
I'm
but
sorry,
now you can fix that.
But now, do the technology and science, you can get you a bigger penis.
All right. Okay? Well, that's the question. 800-585-1051. Would you get a penis transplant, fellas and ladies, if your man had a small pee-pee? Would you want him to get one? Would you encourage him to get a penis implant? Call us up right now. 800-585-1051. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. V. Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we've been talking about this penis transplant, the first one that happened in the U.S.
Right.
And we're asking, fellas, if you had a small pee-pee, would you get a penis implant? And ladies, now, ladies, if your man had a small pee-pee, would you encourage him to get a penile implant? Now, if I had a small pee-pee, absolutely, positively, I would want to increase my size.
I don't see the problem. You got these girls out here getting fake breasts, fake ass. Mm-hmm. Why can't guys get a fake penis? If you're not happy with your penis size and you want to get an upgrade, why not? Me, personally, I would want my penis to look like the Winter Soldier's arm. Okay, imagine how ill it would be if a white guy got a black penis or a black guy with a white penis. Girls would be like, what's that? I'd be like, that's exotic.
That's exotic?
All right, that's exotic. All right? Okay.
I'm surprised. You know, you were so amazed and so intrigued with Michael Jackson's penis at one time. I'm surprised you ain't went one with, like, maybe dots and freckles.
Well, that was the thing. If you ever read, you know, some of the transcripts when the little boys used to describe Michael Jackson's penis, they would say that Michael's penis was, like, beige with, like, yellow spots or something like that. I'm like, that's an exotic penis.
That's
like, who wouldn't want an exotic penis?
And
then the fact that the transplants are happening in South Africa. Mm-hmm. Now, salute to our brothers, you know what I'm saying?
African brothers.
If the stereotypes are true, you know it's some Zulu warriors out there with some penises down to their knees. So if you're going to get you a penile transplant, go to South Africa. That's why it takes 50 doctors just to carry that thing as they put it on you. You hear me?
Now, Yee, what about you? If your boyfriend had a little pee-pee, would you encourage him to get this penile?
Absolutely not, because there's all kinds of things that could go wrong.
Like what?
Like, what if he doesn't have any sensitivity in it? What if the penile implant doesn't work properly? What if there's issues later on? I'd rather him keep his penis.
Okay, let me ask you a question. This guy was great to you, Angelique, but his penis was 3 inches long, 1 inch of girth.
We wouldn't be together.
Okay, then. So that's messed up. This guy's a great guy.
He's for somebody, just not for me. I wouldn't be with somebody that had a 3-inch penis, but I wouldn't want him to have to get a penile transplant.
I don't see nothing wrong with
women have
transplant.
Hair weaves. They do butt implants.
Word up.
First of all,
hair weave is nowhere near in comparison to having surgery.
That is not true. That's a damn lie. If you ain't got no edges, restoring your edges is full-fledged surgery. I don't care what you say.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Katie.
Hey, Katie. Now, if your man had a little pee-pee, would you encourage him to get this penile transplant?
Well, I would. I actually think it has some really wonderful implications for trans men. So people who are born physically female and came out as emotionally male, if they wanted to transition, not everybody does, but if they wanted to transition, I think that would be a really wonderful part of progress for that field. Mm.
Yeah, you know, I was actually Googling that last week because I had this dude on my show, Uncommon Sense, named Teak, and he's a trans man.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him if he had a fake penis. He wouldn't tell me, but then I went to Google it. They can build it from scratch.
Really?
Yes, it's almost
like... But that's not really a...
it's not a transplant.
Yeah, you're not getting yours cut off.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Yeah.
What's up, bro? Now, if you had a little pee-pee, maybe you do. Would you want a transplant?
Oh, yeah. I would get one as long as I could request the size, color, and what type of curve I want on it.
I didn't even think about the curve, because you could get the curve. You could curve up. You could curve to the left. That's pretty dope.
What kind of curve you want?
I'm curving to the left.
What color would you want? What color?
Oh, it's going to be a vanilla yellow.
See, he went beige.
Hey, I ain't mad at you, bro. Create a penis. This is the same way we create a play on NBA 2K. I want a 99 in performance. All right.
Hello, who's this?
This is Lisa.
Hey, Lisa. Now, if your man had a small pee-pee, would you encourage him to get a penile transplant?
Nope. Because it's small, that's why he's treating me good in the first place.
There you go. Now, some women do say that men with smaller penises are way better at other things in the bedroom.
They ain't got no choice.
All regardless, it works. Right.
Okay. 800-585-1051 now.
That's some strange logic you women have, that the smaller the penis, the better the guy treats you.
That usually is, though.
I mean, that's
insecure,
not true.
So they got to do other things to make you feel better. Their
y'all
mouth
know
game
too
is
much.
Better.
Y'all know too much.
800-585-1051. Fellas, if you had a small penis, would you want a penile transplant? And ladies, if your man had a small penis, would you want him to get it? Now, over the weekend, they had the first U.S. surgery where they actually transplanted a man's penis. God is good. Call us up right now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
What if a ghost comes with that? Yes, this went down in Massachusetts at the General Hospital, and Thomas Manning is 64. It was a 15-hour procedure, 50 surgeons, doctors, and nurses. He had penile cancer. Now he has a new penis.
I don't see the problem. I mean, you know, the human body has 78 organs. We have transplants for all kind of different things. Why can't you have a penis transplant?
Does that mean that you get all the bodies that that penis had on it?
That's a very good point, because I was wondering if your body count gets reset because you got a new penis, but clearly you have to take on whatever bodies that the penis had.
And not for nothing, I didn't know there was a thing called penile cancer. How do you know if you got it, and how do you check?
You didn't
check?
Know there was such thing as penile cancer?
No, I didn't. How do you check?
I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary. As dumb as I am, I knew it was such thing as penile cancer.
But how do you check for penile cancer?
You touch your testicles, and you see if you got lumps, just like girls do with breast cancer.
That's testicular cancer.
Okay.
Well, you're right. I didn't know there was such thing as penis cancer. I thought the testicles and the penis was all one item.
No, shut up.
Oh.
Hello, who's this? This guy.
Yo, this is Bobby Wildfire.
Bobby Wildfire, what up, bro?
Man, what's up, Envy, Charlamagne, and Angela Yee? Yo, a man should never want to have another man's penis on him. What kind of man are you to be walking around with another man's penis on you?
What happens when you masturbate?
That's like telling girls they shouldn't wear weaves and wigs because it's other people's hair, sir.
Or it's horse hair.
No.
Right. Look. 8 inches hard, 7.5 soft. That's me. Now,
coming from my measurements, bro. But I'm 7 3/4 when it's soft. But go ahead.
Look, if a man has 3 inches, he should be comfortable with that and say, I am a man, God gave me this, and I want to roll with this, and if she can't feel it, so what? Someone will.
Your little penis shaming. Don't micro penis shame
people. And you guys know you
people.
Can get a penile extension. You don't have to get a whole new penis.
But I just do. Oh,
I can get a penile extension?
Yeah.
Do they got Brazilian and Malaysian?
Extension.
I want
okay.
Brazilian and Malaysian penile extension.
Listen, I'm going to refer you to someone.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, it's Butch.
Butch. What up, Butch?
Chilling. What's up, baby?
Now, we're talking about penile transplant. If you could, and you had a small pee-pee, would you want to increase the size of your penis?
Well, first, I wouldn't get a transplant. I definitely would add some girth. Yeah, you know I mean, throw some extra skin on that.
Dr. Miami can do that for you now.
Yes, I told you, Dr. Miami could do that.
Dr. Miami can add girth right now.
Oh, he called him immediately.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, oh my gosh, am I on the radio?
You on the radio, Mama, what's your name?
This is the Breakfast Club.
Yo, this is crazy!
Yay!
My name's Sade.
Hey,
I'm
Sade.
I'm calling from Kennesaw, I'm on my way to work.
Okay, now,
yo!
Now does your man have a small penis?
He doesn't, but if he did, I don't think I would force him or talk to him about getting a bigger one, because then he's going to think he that nigga and try to go with everybody.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God.
You keep his little penis at home with you.
My boyfriend don't got
I don't like y'all girls talking like this, because if y'all was bald headed, I definitely was sending your
She's
ass to go
right,
get you a
though.
Wig.
He's gonna be
weed.
Feeling himself. Get out there. He wanna show everybody his new penis.
Now, what's the moral of the story, guys?
The moral of the story is if it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander. If women can get breast implants and ass shots, men can get penis transplants. And if you want a penis transplant, go get one. I personally want my penis to look like the Winter Soldier's arm. I can't wait till I can have the procedure.
Okay.
It's nothing wrong with it.
Hey, if you love your man, his penis should be perfect.
Okay,
you.
Would you say that about teeth? People out here with raggy-ass teeth, you encourage them to go get them fake-ass teeth?
You right.
I think that teeth and having a whole new organ transplanted on you is two different things.
But that's a real surgery.
Okay, so if he needed a kidney, would you want him to get a kidney?
If you needed one, because you're going to die without it.
The penis is just as important as those two organs I just named.
No, he's not.
You say that because you have a penis. Salute to everybody out there with no penis.
How do you know he has a penis?
Because he got five kids. Salute to everybody out there who has no penis. I feel your pain, bro.
Wow.
How do you feel it?
That's true. Okay. I do. I feel your pain. You don't got no penis. That is a fact.
Yeah, we got rumors coming up.
Let's talk about Mariah Carey's new docuseries. They've already put out the trailer. We'll tell you what's on that also. Hey. What rapper is now losing his home to foreclosure? We'll give you some details.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Jumpman, Jumpman, Jumpman. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. We're talking about a celebrity that might be losing their crib.
Listen up. This just in. All the gossip. The Rumor Report. Gossip. With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Online yesterday, Joel Santana is going to be losing his home to foreclosure. He owes about $700,000 to the bank. They're saying that he hasn't paid a mortgage payment in nearly 3 years. So apparently,
that's impossible.
He took out a mortgage for $486,000 11 years ago. The condo was $540,000, but he hasn't paid it in 3 years, and now they're saying he owes $700,000. Now he did post himself on Instagram after that. Him and his son in front of his car. He said, "F they talking about baby Jewels. I don't know, Daddy. They ain't got nothing else better to do." So maybe there's a situation where he doesn't want to keep the home because now it's cost more than it was worth.
I know he doesn't live in that condo anymore. I know he has a crib now. So, I mean, with the whole housing industry and the housing market, it might be under what it was worth. So he might have just let it go.
Right. I know people have done that.
He don't live there no more, though.
So we don't know financially what it is. I know people had a lot of jokes about it. I saw a lot of course, you know, how mean social media is.
Yeah, because nobody cares about the truth and the lie is more entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
I keep telling y'all that over and over. I heard a hard Cam'ron and Joel Santana record yesterday, though.
Right.
Yeah, it's Cam's new record.
It is?
It's dope. Mm.
All right, now, Beyoncé's clothing line, Ivy Park. You know, I really like her workout clothes and everything. I have a lot of it already.
Mm-hmm.
It was reports that they were treating their seamstresses like modern-day slaves in Sri Lanka. Now, they are responding to those reports. They're defending themselves against those allegations. According to Ivy Park reps, they're saying, "Ivy Park has a rigorous ethical trading program. We are proud of our sustained efforts in terms of factory inspections and audits, and our teams worldwide work very closely with our suppliers and their factories to ensure compliance." So they said that the mostly female workers make 4.30 pounds a day. So that's about $6.17. And apparently, that's above the minimum wage. The daily minimum wage in Sri Lanka is 400 rupees, which is about $2.68. So that's more than twice the minimum wage.
So I don't understand what's going on. What are they trying to say? Beyonce got slaves?
They were trying to say that Ivy Park had a sweatshop, a modern-day sweatshop. They responded and said they actually pay their workers more than twice the minimum wage.
And plus, they're working for Beyonce. I'm sure they're cool with that.
No, they still got to get paid, but they all getting paid.
If they knew that they was making clothes for Beyonce, they probably do it for free.
I highly doubt anybody would want to support their families.
If they don't want to do it,
to make
the Beehive
for somebody else.
Okay, if they don't want to do it, there's plenty of members of the Beehive that are going there and do it.
But apparently it's not a sweatshop, according to Ivy Park. All right, Chris Brown. Now, I know y'all talked yesterday while I was in Miami about his ATV antics and how the neighbors are upset. The police are investigating. Well, they also have video that is shot by one of Chris Brown's neighbors, and TMZ has that video. It shows Chris Brown and a friend. Both of them are on ATVs, and another friend is on a three-wheeler driving at high speeds in the neighborhood. So they're saying that he was doing donuts. He denied those allegations.
Oh.
But they do have some video. So I don't know what's going to happen, but the LAPD is now investigating.
That's just a ticket, though. He'll get a ticket for that. You're not supposed to drive him on a regular street. But
I mean, it's bad, though, because clearly people in the neighborhood just don't like Chris
Brown.
Hate
him, yeah.
And once they don't like you, then they're going to keep a target on your back. So you're probably going to end up having to move anyway.
Thank God my neighbors like me.
Right. You don't drive at high speeds on ATVs around the neighborhood.
No, of course not.
All right, Mariah Carey. Now she has her docuseries that's going to premiere later on this year on E! But they finally put out the first trailer. It's about a minute and a half. And she's behind the scenes, beyond the flash bulbs and fame, into the private life of Mariah Carey and giving access to her like we've never seen before. She's going to be going on tour, the UK, Europe, and Africa, all in the midst of planning her wedding to James Packer. Check out a little snippet.
Get the image, forget the rumors. I owe this to the fans. I have a tour to do in less than freaking weeks. Can I please focus on the important things?
I'm like anybody else.
I'm wearing these glasses because we're in fluorescent lighting, and I have a rule which states that I will not be seen in fluorescent lighting without sunglasses. I know it's very 90s.
All right. This should be pretty interesting. I am actually going to watch this. I want to see what it's like for Mariah Carey.
Yeah, I mean, reality shows where people are actually successful are cool, but it ain't nothing like watching a TV full of losers, though. What? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be cool to watch for the first couple of episodes, but then after a while, you know, like the hater in you going to kick in, and you're going to be like, I don't want to see her stunting all the time.
Something bad happen, please.
Yeah, like, where's the ratchetness? Okay.
All right. Well, I like to see successful people on TV.
I like ratchetness.
Role models.
Rich ratchetness.
A little bit of both.
With talent.
Okay? A little bit of both makes me happy.
And that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who you giving that donkey to?
Listen, it's a congressional candidate in Virginia named Mike Webb. He needs to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with him, please.
All right. We'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed up.
So like a donkey? Yee-haw. Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, May 17th, goes to congressional candidate Mike Webb. Now, Mike Webb is running for Congress in Virginia's 8th District. And if you go to his Facebook page, he's described as a conservative who lists the Bible as his favorite book. Nothing wrong with that. Absolutely nothing wrong with the basic instructions before leaving Earth being your favorite book. Now, Mr. Conservative, Bible is my favorite book guy, found himself in a little situation yesterday after sharing a screenshot photo with pornographic web tights inadvertently left open. Let's go to WUSA News Channel 9 for the report.
Webb got some national attention today when he posted a photo to his campaign Facebook account showing his computer open to two porn websites.
Around 11:30 this morning, Webb posted on his campaign Facebook page about his search for a temporary job in Alexandria. It included a screen grab of his computer with one website pulled up full. But visitors to his Facebook page soon noticed something else. Among the two tabs left open in the top left corner of the page, two pornographic videos he'd apparently left open.
Now, what's wrong with Mike Webb watching a little porn? In the real world, nothing at all. But for some reason, politicians don't live in the real world. They still feel like they have to sell us the dream that they aren't human. They are just more perfect than the rest of us. Mike Webb would never. It's not like he was looking at something weird like 13-year-old Asian boys having sex with each other. Far as we know, it was just regular porn, a little TNA. Who cares? Own it and keep it moving. In fact, it makes you more relatable that you like porn. You're a conservative. Conservatives hold on to traditional attitudes and values, especially when it comes to politics and religion. But what about traditional American values like porn? What's more American than porn? Nothing. But I know, Mike Webb, you're a conservative. The Bible is your favorite book. Nobody can know you like porn. I get it. But Mike Webb can't be honest, okay? He's a politician. That's not what politicians do. Instead, he decided to insult the people of Virginia by telling them the only reason he had the porn sites open was to see if he could get a virus. Let's go back to WUSA Channel 9 for the report,
research.
Please. So you were looking at these sites to see if those sites would have put a virus onto your computer?
Yeah, well, I was looking to see what was the probability that someone running for office is going to run into that particular scenario. It just doesn't happen. There are like probably like a million of those sites. There are probably a million of those places that you can download. And I was just like, wow, but actually it opened my eyes to a whole new world in terms of what is actually out there.
Great politician, it sounds like.
Oh, what a tangled Mike Webb we weave when we practice to deceive. Okay, Virginia, who is this jive-ass Negro? Now, I'm not going to call the man a liar. I'm going to just say it sounds like he's not telling the truth. If you took the computer to Best Buy and they told you your computer had 400 viruses that likely came from porn sites, why would you then take your computer home and then go visit porn sites to test their theory? Okay, if your doctor tells you to lay off the sugar because you have diabetes and the sugar can kill you, you don't leave the doctor, pull up the Krispy Kreme, and get a dozen of that glazed goodness to test that theory. Okay, this is like letting Bill Cosby fix you a cappuccino after learning of the 80-plus women who said he drugged them, allegedly. Okay, this is like letting Charlie Sheen hit Raw, okay, after watching him sit down with Matt Lauer,
or however you pronounce his name, okay? Like, who would do such a thing? I'll tell you who. Nobody. Because Mike Webb is lying, ladies and gentlemen. And the reason he's lying is because that's what politicians do, okay? A politician's job is to sell dreams. That's all the political process is, the buying and selling of dreams. But Mike Webb really reached with this dream. Now, Mike did keep it honest about one thing. They asked him if he was going to take the post down. He said no, because then that would be an admission of guilt. And he also said he's looking at the bright side, which is this.
Webb said he knows people may not entirely believe that explanation, but in a follow-up post tonight, he appears to have found a silver lining to all of this, pointing out that his campaign Facebook page was seen by more than 200,000 people today.
Okay.
And his Facebook followers grew by 25%.
It all comes down to the likes at the end of the day. Did I get more followers? Cool. That's what ultimately matters, right, Mike? Who cares about being an honest politician when my Facebook is popping? Please give Mike Webb the biggest hee-haw.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today, sir.
Mm-hmm. Not like you all don't watch porn in here, too, right? There's nothing
I have
wrong
no
that.
Problem with porn. I mean, right. Porn is everywhere. Porn is, you can open up your Snapchat and see porn. You can go on Instagram and see porn.
Yeah, you can't help it.
It's all around us.
But it's good if you watch it with your significant other, and then y'all start acting out the scenes. That's dope. That's what makes it.
I pay for porn. I still go. I go on demand and go to the porn channels.
Have no life, my friend. It's free.
What you mean it's free?
Porn.
Yeah, but sometimes you land in the bed, you can get the real good produced movies.
The ones
demand.
That you act out the scenes to, right, Envy?
I act out the scenes. Me and my wife, I told you the cowboy one way. I dressed them anyway.
And there was two guys.
No, what? Shut up, man.
And she watched you.
Shut up.
Yeah, that sounded like Brokeback Mountain to me.
All right, now, when we come back, 800-585-1051. Have you ever done something even though you knew you would be arrested? Meaning, have you ever done something illegal and you knew you were going to be arrested, but you wanted to do it anyway?
You would hope you wouldn't get arrested.
Like, sometimes you got to just go catch that charge. Like, somebody done violated you or something, so you might have to just catch this assault charge or something like that.
Absolutely.
I'm already going to say no to this one ahead of time.
Well, you never been arrested that one time.
No, I've never been arrested.
You've been arrested once.
You need to grow up.
Never been arrested.
Nah.
Mm-mm.
You need to grow up, you.
Sorry, guys. Everybody has not been arrested.
Majority of people out there have
to feel those cuffs on your wrist one good time.
That is the question. 800-585-1051. Have you ever done? Wow, ye kinky
wow,
ye
drop
over
one
there.
Of Clues bombs for ye's kinkiness.
Okay.
Been in Miami all weekend. Somebody then turned into a freak out.
Okay, ye. So the question is, have you ever done something even though you knew you would be arrested? Whether it's fight somebody, whether it's burglarize something, whether it's rob somebody, whatever they be.
Nine times out of ten, everybody out there that's taking a penitentiary chance, if you're out there selling drugs of any kind, you're going to get arrested eventually.
They could be like, I didn't think I was going
to
get arrested.
There's no cheat code to this, buddy. You're going to jail.
800-585-1051. Call us right now.
Guys?
It's the Breakfast Club. Y'all, the Breakfast Club. Now, we're opening up the phone lines asking you, 800-585-1051, have you ever done something even though you knew you would be arrested? Have you ever done something illegal, I should say, and you knew you were going to be arrested? Angela Yee, you've never been arrested, so this just X's you out.
No, I've never done anything where I would never want to get arrested. So I'm smart enough to know I don't care how mad I am or whatever it is. I'm not putting myself in that situation on purpose.
Okay, Charlamagne?
Yeah, I mean, any individual who has ever done anything in the street is doing things that they know will eventually lead them to jail. That's not your intention. But, I mean, you out here taking these penitentiary chances every day. And I know a lot of y'all are sitting around saying to yourselves, I've never done anything I know that would lead to my arrest. A lot of y'all are waking up this morning knowing your license is suspended. Like, you know it is. Like,
absolutely.
You absolutely positively know it is.
Yep.
But you're still getting behind the wheel
and driving.
Now, you don't have no intentions of getting arrested. But as soon as you step behind that wheel or get behind that wheel knowing you don't have no license and it's suspended, you're doing something that could lead to your arrest.
But not only that, we could take it a step further. A lot of you are smoking right now and about to drive to work.
Yeah.
And that's against the law.
A lot of y'all riding in the car right now smoking weed on the way to work.
They don't really arrest you for that right now.
If you smoking while driving, yes. Absolutely.
You can't smoke and drive?
No.
I mean, I don't smoke, so I wouldn't know.
No.
I'm going to tell you something else. I respect people who know that they could get arrested for putting hands on somebody, but they still go put hands on them anyway. Because that lets me know that they believe in their principles so much that this person violated them in such a way
that
they don't care.
Right.
Like,
you know what
for
I mean?
What?
Like, if you say
something slick,
I seen Juvenile on TMZ, and somebody in Waffle House allegedly called his wife a whore.
Got to take that charge.
So Juvenile put the hands on him.
You got to take that charge.
I'm not mad at him.
You got to take that charge.
Got to take that one.
You in there with your wife, and somebody calls your wife a hoe.
Yep.
You got to defend your wife's honor. You know
absolutely.
You're probably going to go to jail.
You're going to go to jail.
Because you're in a Waffle House. You're down south. You're black.
I'm probably with a white guy who disrespected your woman like that. You know what I mean?
You gotta go to jail.
I'm just making all this up. I don't know if it was a white guy.
No, he was a black guy.
Okay, but either, no matter what color the guy was, he disrespect your wife, you know you're going to jail once you put hands on this person.
You gotta go to jail.
But you gotta take that charge.
Okay.
I don't see the problem, man.
Hello, who's this?
This is Nick.
Nick, you ever did something illegal and you knew you were gonna get arrested for it?
I sure do.
Talk to me, Nick.
What you do?
All right, my senior year of high school, before I moved for college, I moved down to Miami. I lived in Memphis, Tennessee. I threw a party at my house, and it got so crazy. There's like at least 150 people there. A bunch of middle schoolers showed up.
Oh, my goodness.
That's why you shouldn't have watched Project X. You watched Project X, and you lost your damn mind.
I did. It was bad. But, cops showed up, and they had people coming around the back into my backyard, and they arrested me for serving alcohol
to minors.
Contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
Goodness gracious.
I've had that charge.
You had that charge, too?
I had that charge.
Damn it, man, Charlamagne. Hello, who's this?
Goodness.
Yo, it's iPhone Sim.
What's up, iPhone Sim?
He was looking for his envy.
Y'all stay curbing me, man. I might f***ing get arrested right now. Man, y'all can stay curbing me.
Watch your mouth, iPhone. Slow down. Now we're talking about, have you ever done something criminal that you just knew you were going to get arrested for?
Yeah, man, my girl had sent me a picture of all my clothes lined up in front of the crib. And I said, yo, I know I'm about to get arrested because this chick is bugging. So I went to the crib, knocked on the door real, real hard. And then when I got in there, she already had the cops in there already.
Waiting for your ass.
Waiting for me, got jammed. I love y'all, yo, peace.
Why does she have the cops waiting on you?
Man, because chicks always got like a little backup plan, you know what I mean? Like, so I'm thinking that I'm going there just to like, you know, get my shit. But she got my shit already bagged up and the cops already in the crib. So I'm banging. By the time I get in, they like, yo, you already committed like 3 crimes. Harassment, yelling, kicking the door. Nah, I mean, chicks are smart these days, man. Yo, I need me a dumb chick.
Yeah, that's why I'm glad she had the cops there, right there.
Well, 800-585-1051. Have you ever done something criminal and you just knew you were going to get arrested, but you just had to do it? Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Rihanna with Work. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we're taking your phone calls, 800-585-1051. Have you ever done something illegal and you just knew you were going to get arrested?
Yeah, and you know what's so funny? Everybody out there is saying, like, they're thinking about all of these extreme crimes. No, like I said, driving under suspension. If you know your license is suspended, you get in that car and you drive, you're doing something that you know could lead to your arrest.
Absolutely.
If you get one of those tickets on your car and you just grab the ticket and throw it in the gutter, you get a speeding ticket and you just toss it to the side and decide not to pay it, they're going to issue a warrant for your arrest.
Right.
So as soon as you say, I'm not paying this ticket, you're doing something that you know could lead to your arrest. Like, it doesn't have to always be extreme, like selling dope, beating somebody up.
But it could go that way, too.
Absolutely.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Rick calling from the 216.
What's up, bro? Have you ever done something criminal and you just knew you were going to get arrested?
Yeah, I did, actually.
Okay, you gonna tell us?
You gonna tell us?
Yeah, man. Actually, I was in the bed asleep. One of the homies hit me up. His sister's boyfriend had ended up jumping on her or whatever. So, you know, he like, man, we gotta go handle dude. So we go blow down at the club. And come to find out, he in there popping bottles, you know, kikiing and hoo-hooing. But when we get in there, kikiing and hoo-hooing, man, thinking everything's sweet. As soon as we get in the spot, he in there not only kicking it, but he in there with another female.
Whoa.
So, right. So as soon as we see dude, he already knew what time it was. So he jet, try to go downstairs. It's like a split-level club or whatever. He jet and go downstairs. It's nobody downstairs. So that was like open space. We pounded him out, ran back upstairs, dipped right out the club, man.
When you say pounded him out, y'all beat him up?
Yeah, pounded him out.
Okay. Yeah, yep. Pounded him out.
He was thinking sex.
Yeah, he should have got him in the bathroom.
He put his hands
on
his
ran out.
Now what, he should have got his hands.
Now what happened the next day? Y'all got arrested?
No, like 2 days later, though, we got some charges brought up on us for assault.
Okay.
He deserved it, though. If he put his hands on your man's sister, he deserved it.
Not mad at that.
Yeah, I ain't mad at all.
I'm not mad at it either.
Charge, fine, and that was it.
Okay.
God will bless you.
Hello, who's this?
This is Keisha from North Carolina.
Hey, Keisha.
What's up, bro? I said, what's up, bro? What's up, ma?
Nothing much. I did do something illegal, and I paid for college for it, and now I work at a marketing firm.
What did you do?
I used to cut dope. Not sell it, but cut it.
Cut what, dope?
Yes.
Oh, you know how to cut good rock?
You need to cut it.
Oh, yes.
You used to cut nice-sized rocks? Okay, so let me bring it. If you had a quarter spoon, which is 7 grams of crack, how much could you cut off that?
How much can I cut off of that? Depending the supplies.
I'm selling 20s.
Depending on the slide, and I did heroin, not crack, though.
Oh.
I don't know nothing about no heroin. That's out of my.
What school did you go to?
What school? I went to North State.
So did you end up getting caught?
No, well, I did, and my baby father took the rap for it, so I can continue in college.
Wow.
How did your baby father have the foresight to know that you were good at cutting up heroin?
I was always good in school. It was just simple chemistry.
Wow.
No. He's like Breaking Bad over there.
Yeah, that's Breaking Bad, right?
We need to send your baby daddy locked up. We need to send him some commissary or something. Because he got vision.
Is he still locked up? I'm sure he is.
Yes, he is, but we're still close friends, and his commissary is safe.
Wow, you broke up with him after he took the rap for you?
No, actually, he broke up with me so I can continue my drink.
How much time you got?
He had got 8 years.
Woo!
Okay, he'll be home soon.
Yeah, how long he did so far?
He's done 5.
Oh, yeah, he'll be home in a minute.
Good behavior.
Listen,
he'll be all
right. Send him our blessings. The brother has vision. He knew that you would be a great heroin cutter.
I think he was more focused on me graduating college.
Well, I'm glad you graduated college.
The Virginia laws is crazy. That VA is crazy when it comes to them drug laws.
Yeah, it is, and that's why I'm in North Carolina.
Okay. Get on up out of there.
You know, all right, she brings up a good point, though, because I always tell all you ride or die chicks, it comes a point in time you can ride, 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 but eventually you may have to die.
Die, die, die.
If you know that your man got dope in the trunk and he got a gun under his seat and you jump in that passenger seat with him because you want to be a ride or die chick, if y'all get pulled over, you going to jail too. So that's just another example of doing something that you may know may lead to your arrest.
Now, Angela Yee, I know you rode with one of your boyfriends before with a gun, illegal gun, or some drugs.
Not that I know of. Probably some drugs, though.
See?
I don't know about an illegal gun. I just don't want to know about it.
Okay. All right. Well, what's the moral of the story, guys?
The moral of the story is stay in school, kids.
Stay in school.
How is that the moral of the story?
Stay in school, kids, okay?
All right. When we come back, we got rumors. What are we talking about, Yee?
Yes, Mike Epps dropped supposedly it was $25,000 in cash in the airport. We'll tell you what happened after that had him arguing. Also, the game just recently made an investment. We'll tell you what he bought, and it has to do with Prince.
Hey, and salute to my homegirl, BZ Baby, too. She works at Hot 103.9 in Columbia. That's the station we're on out there. Happy born day to her daughter, Shire.
Shire, happy birthday.
Happy born day, Shire.
All right, don't go anywhere. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
There's no we without you and I.
I know you guys like play humping here, but it gets a little too physical sometimes.
Is Jeremiah going to ever show his face?
No.
Jeremiah's like the NBA players on NBA 2K that, you know, they can't clear for the game. Remember back in the old video games, you couldn't clear the players for the game?
It could
just be a blank space.
He'll be at the iHeartRadio Festival in the Village.
Allegedly.
With us.
And he'll be there.
Allegedly.
Well, let's get to the rumors. We're talking the game.
Listen up. This just in. All the gossip. The rumor report. Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Artist Mad Steez to go ahead and do a painting of Prince the day that Prince died. It was a tribute piece. It actually is really beautiful. I don't know if you guys saw it, but he spent $65,000 on it, and it took Mad Steez more than 100 hours to complete it. But if you ever vote TV, you could see a picture. It's a beautiful piece that he hung up. He did a great job.
Yep.
All right. And now let's talk about Kendrick Lamar. This is how artists can really affect somebody since we're talking about Prince. Now we'll talk about Kendrick. He was performing, and he noticed a young man who was named Logan. That's your son's name too, Envy.
Mm-hmm.
Who was in the front row and sang his heart out along with him. Now, according to his brother, he's saying that he and Logan grew up in a good family but had trouble in school. Both of them were bullied. Logan would often suppress his emotions because he felt like admitting he was depressed was giving up. Music was his way to escape, so that's why he went to go see his favorite artist, which was Kendrick Lamar. He stood in the same spot and waited for Kendrick for over 9 hours. Now, finally, he got to watch Kendrick perform You, a song that Logan had written a 1,000-word essay about in school for school just 2 days before the concert. Kendrick pointed out Logan Logan thought Kendrick was asking for someone else, but eventually he made his way onto the stage. Kendrick talked about how depression is real and how, despite not knowing Logan, people like him are why Kendrick makes music. And then after he eventually left the stage, Logan got to watch Kendrick perform from the side of the stage for the rest of the set. And they said since the concert, things have changed for the better for Logan. He takes school seriously. He's committed to losing weight. And he's since found a girlfriend, all because of that short time that he was on stage with Kendrick Lamar.
Drop one of Clues Bombs with Kendrick
Lamar.
That
is such a beautiful story.
That's real dope.
That guy's a class act.
Yes. So that is great. And that just goes to show you, it could take such a thing that might seem so small to you to really change somebody's life.
Absolutely. Just
something nice and kind like that. All right. Fat Joe talks about Biggie. Now, he talks about, he was on Highly Questionable, and he talks about the song, I Got a Story to Tell. Now, that's a great Biggie song.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great story. We always wondered, who is Biggie talking about in this story? Here's a part of I Got a Story to Tell.
D-Kick, all of this is legit. She get dick from a player off the New York Knicks. Gets the trick ridiculous. This was plus.
All right, well, who was he talking about? What New York Knicks player was Biggie in this woman's house?
I thought he just made that up.
When the New York Knicks came home and he had to jump out the window and get out of there.
It's a
right?
true story?
Apparently it is a true story, and here's what Fat Joe had to say on Highly Questionable.
You were very good friends with Biggie. Story to tell. Who was it about? Who? Give us the Nick. Like, you're the closest we're going to get to
this.
Well,
the guy, I could tell you, but I don't want to be disrespectful, but it was about Anthony Mason. Rest in peace.
Really?
Who knew?
So we got it.
We got it. We so you know. It. You know.
I mean, it's been like that was it was about Ann Mason.
He was like, did I say too much?
He didn't want to say it. He didn't want to bring it back. He didn't want to take that
God
back.
Bless
I
today,
never knew.
First of all, and I'm glad Biggie had his gun, because I met Anthony Mason once, and that dude looks like he was in 3D. Like, he was
huge.
Really symmetrical.
How scared would you be if Anthony Mason came home?
Let me tell you something. Anthony Mason looked like the top goon of the city in all 50 states.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. Right. Anthony Mason didn't play that. He was always out. He always had a mink or a fur that had his name in the back. He didn't play that.
No,
shit
Anthony
at all.
Mason is... was huge. God bless the day.
Did you ever get caught in somebody's house and their man came home?
Absolutely not. I don't play those games. Now listen, I got a
That's
story
That's why,
to
guys,
tell.
Y'all should not just be running over to nobody's house.
I learned from Biggie. And it was a Mobb Deep record where Havoc got caught up like that in some chick's Ooh. House. I don't play that. You know, going to no other man, woman's house.
All right,
no.
And Mike Epps, he thought he lost some money. He was in the airport in L.A., and apparently he said he dropped an envelope that had $25,000 cash in it. Now, the officer did find an envelope and give it back to him, but he said it wasn't all there. He said that there was about $12,000 inside, and he said it was more than $12,000. It's supposed to be at least $15,000. But then he did end up calling the police department and said that it actually was the correct amount of money in the envelope. So
okay.
He went from saying it was $25,000 supposed to be in there to $12,000.
He didn't know.
Yeah, he just didn't know. That's how you know you have a lot of money, when you don't know.
Mike knew.
I don't know if it was $25,000. I don't know if it was $12,000.
His manager probably paid him and just put the money in the envelope. He didn't know.
Mike Epps has never really suppressed that inner N-word that exists within him.
Just dropped the envelope of cash.
I'm going to claim $25,000 because maybe some insurance or something will cover it. I don't know.
All right, well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, rest in peace to Chinks Drugs. Now, this is the anniversary of his death.
Salute my man Chinks.
We're going to start the mix off with a Chinks Drugs joint.
Can't believe you tried to rhyme Chinks and Minks just now.
Well, I see that. I saw on the news this morning that they're actually supposed to be reopening his case.
Yeah, that's great.
Right now, and they're offering a reward for whoever has any information.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's get the mix cracking. All right, as shout out Family on Revolt, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, 800-585-1051 at DJ Envy. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.